It's a show of pro-Russian force in Bakhchisarai. As Ukraine and Russia face off over Crimea's future, these soldiers are but the latest to lay claim to this long-contested land. Crimea's indigenous Tatars, outnumbered by their Slavic neighbors, are keeping a wary eye on moves to bring the peninsula under Russian control.
Of course, everybody's scared here, but you see, in this moment, the people, no, really, nobody knows what can happen here.
Given their past, they have reason to be worried. In 1944, Stalin expelled the entire Tatar population from Crimea. Only as the Soviet Union collapsed did they return to a newly independent Ukraine. Crimean Tatar politician Abdurakhman Egiz.
Ukraine is a new state. And each group, ethnic group of that live in Crimea, we are beginning from new page.
A new and largely empty page. This ethnic Turkic Muslim community has had to rebuild from the ground up. They reclaimed this mosque, used as a movie theater in Soviet times. Still, it's a far cry from the height of Crimean Tatar power. The palace of Bakhchisarai, the seat of the Crimean Khanate, immortalized by the poet Pushkin, fell to Imperial Russia in the 18th century. The Tatars say they will not be deterred from creating a new, humbler life here, despite the gathering political and military storm.
Of course, I am staying in my house. It's definitely. Even happen something, we are staying in our house. Everybody who living here.
At a local mosque, men pray for peace, hoping to ensure their hard-won return and to live under Pushkin's bright skies and waves of blue.
This is Ukraine territory. This is Ukraine territory.
But if it comes to a vote, Crimea's minority Tatars are once again likely to fall back under Moscow's rule. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Bakhchisarai.